Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied. This is September 4th, 2025. Here's a jolt to start. Asana now counts over 150,000 paying customers worldwide. What that means is the company has quietly built one of the largest bases in the work management software market, without the scale of Microsoft or Google, but with a loyal niche. So, what's public? In the last earnings call for quarter two fiscal 2026, Asana reported revenue of about $190 million, up 17% year over year. The takeaway here is growth is still steady, though not hyper SaaS style anymore. Net losses were around $70 million, which tells us profitability is still a work in progress. And enterprise deals, customers paying over $100,000 annually, grew more than 30%. Put simply, the higher ticket clients are carrying the growth engine. Reading between the lines, if enterprise accounts are up 30%, while total revenue is up 17%, then small business growth is either flat or slowing. Why it matters? The mass market story may be tapering, but large companies are finally validating Asana as a serious platform. And get this, R&D spend still runs at roughly 40% of revenue. In other words, Asana is betting the farm on product improvements to fight off Microsoft Teams, Slack, and Notion. Now, risks and counterpoints. First, Microsoft and Google bundle task management into existing products, often free. The punchline here is, Asana must convince companies to pay for something others give away. Second, Notion and ClickUp are growing fast with all-in-one platforms. My read is, Asana could risk becoming just a project tracker, unless it deepens integrations and workflows. On the flip side, the counterargument is that deep focus creates better usability. And Dustin Moskovitz, the CEO, has shown he'll keep funding Asana's long game, even if Wall Street gets impatient. On the watch list. 1. Watch enterprise customer growth rates. If that slows, the thesis breaks. 2. Look at net dollar retention. It's hovering near 115%, and a move higher or lower signals stickiness. 3. Cash burn. Right now, the company has about $600 million in cash, but at current burn rates, that gives them under 3 years. The one-sentence takeaway? Asana is winning love with big enterprises, but the clock is ticking for profitability before bundled competitors squeeze the middle of the market. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe, leave a comment, and check the show notes for sources. This was Implied. It is not investment advice. Until next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.